Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
A human, you're like a fugitive.
I'm like way, 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 way organic. And that's what that is.
Is this thing recording
yes.
our voices right now?
Yeah. Ah, very good.
Ah, yes, good. Key element to a podcast. All right, that's Marcus, and then I'm Ben Kissel, and then there's that.
Spike TV's Henry Zebrowski. Get your tits out, bitches.
Yeah, I like
Spike
that.
Spike TV.
For jizz. I like Spike TV a lot. That's a great intro.
Watch two cops chained together by the balls try to enact justice in the streets of New Orleans.
They still manage to arrest the black guy, which is always
they always do.
Their racism prevailed over their nut clamps, which is key.
It's a good show, though.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of good shows, I'll tell you, Henry was watching a very powerful program today all about the pyramids, and you figured out why they're here.
Welcome to Arabia. Arabian days. Origins of the pyramids.
Yeah, where'd they come from? I thought it was just slavery and
big
things
like that.
Big
consensus is no one knows.
That's good.
There
I like
are
that.
No
thank you for listening. The last podcast on the left.
That's it.
Of the pyramids. There are none. No one knows. I was.
But there are some theories out there.
There's a bunch of theories.
Okay.
Again, as I think I've even mentioned in this podcast several times, I have been struggling to get through David Icke's The Biggest Idea for quite some time now, and I got to this great little passage. So just in case you don't know.
Okay, let's just do that sound
again. I got some allergies going on
here. Can we edit that in like every 4 seconds? What is happening with you?
I am
itchy.
You are
so full.
I am stuffed up.
Mm-hmm.
I have allergies.
Right.
I'm drinking this rocket fuel.
I know you are living a real dream life right now.
I'm gonna punch you in the mouth.
Don't.
I got Benadryl in my system.
You spent all last night eating cake.
Yeah, I did. But that was for a movie.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's from one of them cake pornos.
Ah, yeah, I can't wait.
I mean,
Henry,
cake
don't
swallow. Yeah,
don't actually swallow it, Henry.
Oh, no, I gotta swallow it. I'm an actor. It is true, I was eating cake for a scene.
Yeah, I think that's
so
wonderful.
That's good. That's fine.
I don't see it.
But I was, I got through this, through another section of David Icke's book. And he was saying, so, okay, when the reptilians came
I do think that's his inner monologue when he types, so, okay, when the reptilians
well,
came.
Well, again, the book is so impossible to read because he's constantly backtracking and constantly saying that he is not insane and stop judging him.
Right.
Again, like you're in the room with him as he's writing the book.
Telltale sign of a man that's insane.
Who's got to stop writing a book or who's just trying to fill space.
Right. The weird thing in the book also, no commas.
None.
No commas.
No.
Just let it all hang out.
Let it all run it out there. And he used big letters. It's big type.
Oh, nice.
It's like a 24 font.
That's great.
Yes. But basically he said...
It's good for the elderly people to read this so then they get sent to a home because people think they're psychotic. And they're like, no, I'm just reading a big printed book by David Icke.
Now let's presuppose.
Okay.
Right?
Interesting.
Many, many, many eons ago, approximately 11,000 years ago.
Okay.
Earth was closer to the sun than it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Mars was where we are now, right? and Mars was inhabited by a very advanced race of white aliens.
Oh, okay.
Right? Named the Phoenicians or Aryans. Now, this is from David Icke's very close researcher friend of his, who's really like, what do you say? He was like, he keeps his earth, his feet to the earth. You know what I mean? This is a guy who's really
he doesn't
like.
Jump. He never jumps.
No. This is like, he was saying, this is a guy who was like, the NASA scientists will have rejected his findings. Because
conspiracy.
They're afraid. Again, they're like, they've basically, he said, they've already printed the history books.
Oh.
So they can't go back and reprint all these history books.
That's true.
Right? Yeah.
No, they can't do that.
It's a good point.
He did that sarcastically,
the history, yeah.
He was saying, like,
books have been printed.
Yeah. They have been printed.
This is a David Icke joke?
Yes. Very good. So, Nibiru shows up into our solar system, housing our reptilian creators.
Great.
Jupiter crashes into Nibiru. Right?
Mm.
The ensuing collision creates what is now Venus. Venus comes shooting through, does a loop-de-loop around Mars, and then a loop-de-loop around Earth.
It's like the magic planet theory.
Yes.
Next thing you know, Kennedy's dead. Hello.
Back and to the left. Back into the left. Back into the left. And then
that's
he,
right.
Basically what that did
that's how
was
I make
that,
love.
Ugh. All right. So Nibiru and
this is
Jupiter
just where this idea even
Venus.
Came from. So the idea is that like that destroyed all life on Mars, but during that time, the advanced collection of white people there knew to escape via spaceship and come to Earth and subjugate all of the Browns that were living on Earth at the time. And that's what they said, is that all primeval life on Earth was probably black people, and then Earth people came from Mars and took over them and made the pyramids and stuff like that in order for the reptilians to find them again.
White people have been gentrifying neighborhoods for 11,000 years.
Yeah, 11,000 BC.
The Earth was the original Williamsburg.
Since then, yeah.
Right.
Dropping off our Land's End magazines.
Right.
And Crocs. Crocs came from Mars.
Yeah, Crocs came from Mars for sure.
And Ugg boots.
One of the worst white inventions of all time, the
all
Croc.
All of that, straight.
We did not knock it out of the park.
The brown people that were just here living peacefully.
Loving life.
Loving each other.
Titties all hanging out.
Rubbing themselves in the dirt.
Absolutely.
Don't need a boss.
I'm with you.
White people invented jobs.
They invented
they
jobs.
They didn't need to go to a job before.
No,
why
would
they're clicking
you?
Their mangoes, getting the mangoes out there with the alligators. That's
everyone.
What all the black people sounded like on Earth, 11,000 BC.
Really?
Waukesha. Oh, don't you take my coconut from me.
Really?
And
I didn't
the white
know
people
that.
From Mars came and were like, get to job, browner. You little brownie. Get to job.
Seems a little bit racially insensitive.
No, but that's what
they're
it was.
Older whites.
It's 11,000 BC.
No,
it was
I know.
Before
times
our time.
Are different. Yeah.
Susan B. Anthony wasn't around yet.
That's right. That's
you know?
True.
Martin Luther King was yet to be a thought.
Yep, that's true.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the whites
so
come down to Earth.
This, I was just like, ooh, the pyramids.
Right.
I started thinking about the pyramids from there, and I watched this great documentary called Revelations of the Pyramids.
Okay, Revelations of the Pyramids, and what are some of the revelations of the pyramids?
There are none! It's many, many amazing things about the pyramids that are like, and always just like, and why did it happen? And they never answer. Pyramids were, it's just, I mean, of course, number one.
So it's like, and why did it happen when you're watching it on TV? And why did it happen? And then it just, I'm Greg with mesothelioma. It's like, get this
mesothelioma?
Either way, Greg is.
Mesothelioma.
Whatever. He always has it. He's always like, did the pyramids exist? It's a hard word.
Mesothelioma.
This is the problem. Is that we're too busy worrying about mesothelioma and right. Not worrying about
think
where
about
the goddamn pyramids came from.
It's a bigger issue. That's for goddamn sure. Who cares if a man had a shitty job working with asbestos for 50 years? I'm talking about the goddamn pyramids here, people.
Pyramids were impossible to build.
Okay.
Number one, which is just true. It's made out of 2 million rocks. They're as heavy as cars.
Right.
They say that it was built over 20 years. This is where scientists, because they believe that it was built for a tomb for this one specific pharaoh. right?
Do we know who that pharaoh is?
Come on down to Egypt land. Let my people go.
I believe it was King Ralph was the pharaoh. I'm not really sure of the specifics.
Well, it would have to be a large dwelling then for him to sleep in. He was a heavy set guy, so
that makes a lot of sense. Chicago Bears jerseys everywhere.
Yeah. He was buried with corn nuts. I've never seen anything quite like this. It's very bizarre.
But so they're saying there's this 20-year span. So basically what they're saying is like what that means is it was more to delineate what the purpose of the I'm so fucked up right now in the face.
I've never seen a man eat a full meal without actually having any food in a plate. I mean, you are swallowing it. You're eating a lot of oysters over there
today.
I'm not
doing well.
It's gross. Okay, so we got King Ralph buried in a pyramid. 20 years. And what they just
They're just saying, originally the idea was that this was built to be a tomb. And then, and that would mean that it would have to be built over 20 years in order, in terms of like when the talk of the pyramid's construction started and when it would have to have been built for, which is for the specific pharaoh's death.
So,
but the thing is that in order for that to happen, the 2 million blocks means it was that like that one of those blocks would need to have been carved, moved, and placed every 2 minutes for 20 years. That's utterly impossible.
Okay.
Right?
Wow.
And just like, then they were like, well, we don't know how it happens. Because they were like, did a couple other examples where it's like they refilled this Egyptian quarry and it took them 5 years. It was half the size of the pyramids and it was doing dump trucks filled with rocks every like 12 minutes.
Right.
It took them 5 years to like just fill this like one quarry. And they're just like, this is insane. This is impossible. There's no way they did this. And
but
then
people didn't have a lot to do back then.
That's,
you know,
true. You know, and there's a lot in, you know, and the other thing is like what they made the pyramids with was a fucking metal stick and a rock.
That's all you need.
That's all it was. It's literally all it was.
And
like
will
they kept
and
showing
grit.
Stuff, and then it's just like, yeah, it was a metal copper wedge and a rock. And that's,
right.
They did the whole thing with it. Hardworking people. It's like,
very hardworking people.
Like, you know, like how when you get like a Mexican crew to sort of like build your kitchen or your bathroom.
Oh.
And you know the 5 minutes that they work per hour? Mm. It's that level of working. Where they just really sync it up for you, really get it done for you with a fervor.
That's right. That's right.
And there's like lots of, so again, it points magnetically north within 5 centimeters. It's the only like, it's the only man-made building that is known to do that so accurately. They also are saying that you look at the base of this pyramid, and when you divide the length by the height and all this stuff, it makes pi, right? And it was built to the golden ratio. So both of them are saying both of these things did not exist until like the Greeks, and it's like hundreds of years later. Like these concepts didn't exist.
Thousands.
It's ludicrous. It didn't happen. And then they have the tunnels inside of the pyramids are these perfectly straight diagonal tubes,
right?
That are like, how do they? They don't know how they do it. How they do it?
That's how they do it?
And that's all. And then again, it was Brian Cox who was like, and how did this come about?
That's right.
Machu Picchu, and it goes into the next thing. It's just like, no. You just say you ask the question. Answer the question.
It's rhetorical, my friend.
My sister is the best gift giver I've ever met of any person. It's Jackie Zabrowski. She shops all year thinking about her family and friends and puts little things aside for their birthdays and Christmases. I have no idea how she does it. I don't know how she do it. But guess what? She always wins Mother's Day, but not this year. I'm coming back. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I'm taking the crown. All right, give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. I mean this. We have the Aura frame up in my home. We absolutely love it. I can put photos on it very, very easily through the app. It's fun to do. And the memories keep cycling and I get emotional. And we filled it with pictures of Carmi and Wendy. And that is not sad. That is celebratory. So you should try it. It's honestly a really good product. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code LEFT at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest.
The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
But it's just absolutely fascinating. So now they're talking about it's like, well, the purpose of it. You can extend the timeline of how the pyramids were built depending on if it was not a tomb or not. And if it wasn't a tomb, what the fuck was it? Was it a rumpus room?
Maybe a bunga bunga room, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Get all the babes in there slapping butts, having good times with big drinks.
Mm.
I would love a bunga bunga room in a pyramid. Mm. Absolutely. Yeah. So why
except for sliding down all the walls and everything.
Yeah, that's going to be the major issue. Everyone's peeing and puking everywhere. So after the pyramids are built, they take like 20 years. Then they have to kill the pharaoh and pop him in there, right?
Yeah.
So you
well, they don't kill the pharaoh
they don't?
Right then, no.
I feel
no,
like they
no.
probably have to, though.
Yeah, at this point, it's like, it's done now!
The building's done. He's like, couldn't
I'm
you have worked
though.
A little
I'm
bit slower?
Absolutely fine. He's like, it's done! We did it fast!
We did it super fast. You know, and then they have to kill him and throw him in there.
It's like,
take your time, boys. Constantly gets him drunk and throws him like prostitutes. Yeah.
So many slaves would have to be working for so long and so hard that they wouldn't even be able to make up songs in order to work and sing.
Well, maybe that's where like techno came from. Very fast songs.
Yeah. That's my Egyptian music.
That would get me moving some rocks.
Which I think is also the only song that existed in Egyptian times.
Yeah.
Actually, I heard that they may have found on one of the hieroglyphs, if you plant it to music,
yeah,
they discover that it actually plays this song.
Let's Marcus give that a listen.
That song. That's pretty amazing.
I like that. I had no idea Bananarama was around then.
That's not Bananarama.
No, it's not?
No. It's Ace of Base.
It's not.
It's Julie and the Shakes.
No, it's the Bengals.
No.
It's the Bengals.
The Bengals?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What an idiot. I thought it was Bananarama.
It seems more like work like a dog like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
So, all right. So the next thing they're finding is that you know, besides the breakup, they also are finding that, like, there are these natural indentations that they first thought was a part of when there was originally a limestone covering on the pyramids that it had fallen off and made this. The pyramids are not four sides. It's eight sides. And those eight sides on each side slightly incline.
Okay.
But they're showing that on the equinox, there a shadow is created in which you can actually see the line in the wall.
Oh,
right?
Cool.
And that exists in cathedrals all across the world, right? And the idea is like, well, is this just a giant clock? Is that what this is for, right?
It's a bit elaborate for a clock. Get a watch here, people.
There was a lot of big projects back in the day, and that was out a stimulus package.
Yeah, so they made a pyramid to get a shadow.
It's like the
seems like a lot.
It's like the evolution of mammals. You know how sloths used to be like 16 feet high, and now they're about 4 feet high?
Ah.
Same thing with clocks.
Okay.
They used to be pyramids.
And iPods.
Now they're on my wrist.
Yeah, the eye pyramid. Just the slightly less smaller
look at it.
Pyramid.
You could get almost 6 months of time on my fucking pyramid. It only took me all of my grandsons and granddaughters to make it.
That's not bad. You can carry it with you, kind of.
But then this great documentary was like talking about these other sites, right? Like in Machu Picchu. Same thing. You have these pyramids that were built in the same way. The other way that they were built was really interesting was originally they thought that they were built out of like pieces that were made to save from a quarry. It's all these like interlocking broken rocks, right? But
a lot of rocks though. They're like, what are we going to do with all these rocks?
Yeah, never mind. It was also like 500 miles away where they got the rocks from. Which is just the most difficult thing to do.
They traveled 500 miles to get the rocks and then bring them all the way back and then make the pyramids out of
them. Yeah, it's like when I go to Burger King to get this croissant, which...
But you're not
but
going
then I go to McDonald's to get their hash browns. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're just trying to make it perfect for you.
Right.
But when it comes down to it, just get the Burger King hash browns while you're there.
That's right.
Yeah, there's no, just get the rocks. So while you're fucking there, there's rocks under your feet.
It's like I was talking about on Top Hat yesterday. It's the Middle East. There's rocks everywhere.
Rocks are everywhere.
Well,
absolutely.
Egypt's technically Northern Africa, but still.
Rocks are everywhere there, too.
I'm guessing they had to go 500 miles to the Middle East to get the rocks there.
To get those primo Middle Eastern rocks.
Yeah. These poor guys in the Middle East are like, where the fuck have all of our rocks
gone? And that's why they call it called it Iraq.
I love it. Hong Kong, Henry Zebrowski. He'll be here all weekend.
On fire.
Yeah. Put him out. We got to edit that one out. That one is absolutely disgusting. I can't focus over here. How am I supposed to work with this guy, Marcus? You're the goddamn programming director here. Get him out of the room.
I can't get him out of the room. He has all the information.
God damn it, Henry.
You would have done your research.
It's not information. None of this is real. Okay.
It's information.
It is information. I am sorry.
I mean, I got mummy information, but...
Oh, we'll get to the mummy stuff.
Soon. Let me just get to the fucking...
As soon as he's done squirting all over the microphone.
I'm not doing well.
All right. No, you're doing good. You look good.
So there's like pyramids and stuff like that all over the goddamn place, right? Well, no, but so these interlocking pieces, right?
Right.
They are so tightly laid on each other, which is also insane. The fact that like they had get such a straight cut from using a metal stick and a rock,
right?
Right.
Unbelievable.
They fit together really tight. They said enough, so it's like you can't even fit a razor blade between it. And what I liked about this documentary too is that it was all Europeans, and so they all seem more serious.
Right.
It's so you don't have the Sukulis there with this fucking giant hair and a fucking orange shirt on, going, "It's aliens, dude." It's just like it's
the thing is about the people that are watching the thing. They don't really know what the thing is or the thing.
No, all these people are, they all look genuinely baffled. They're all just like, the fact that it's built this way and these coincidences run together, it's like this mathematician was like literally sitting there with his head in hands going like, it's zero, it makes no sense. The fact that all this could happen randomly doesn't make any sense. It's like the volume being the golden ratio is nuts. He's like, this was obviously chosen. They made it be like this. And... the interlocking pieces, what they discovered, weren't on accidents. When you look at the other side of the wall, it's the same exact mirrored pieces of what's going on the other side. And basically, they found out that by building it, they made them earthquake-proof. And the same thing had happened in Machu Picchu, and they also found wall fragments like that on Easter Island. And they also found them in China, whereas in China, their pyramids, they have a series of gigantic pyramids that they keep secret. They don't allow Westerns to visit. Like, no, researchers are not allowed to go research it. And what they're doing now is they're covering them in soil and dirt and planting trees on them. So no one knows that they even had
pyramid mountains. That sounds like a fun one to climb.
And they don't know why that is. No one knows why that is. And when you plot these things out, the way that it was, this really kind of blew my mind. All the rest of it was just like, yeah, I get it. The pyramids, how they do it. I don't know. You know?
Right.
But this was like, you line up Machu Picchu with Easter Island with Giza, and it runs on this circle on the earth that also connects like where Abraham was born, and then this small town, like literally, and they were saying like to like pinpoint accuracy, like this small town in Pakistan where this mysterious writing tablet was found, which is still indecipherable, this like series of hieroglyphics that were found in Pakistan, they were also found in fragments in Machu Picchu, and then it also runs over the Chinese pyramids.
So they just like went to Pakistan and they're like, is this a Kindle Nook?
Is this a nook?
Is this from the fucking age of the pyramid? What is this?
Like, what is this?
This is retarded.
Oh, I left that here last week. Oh, thanks for bringing it.
Yeah, keep it
there.
Oh,
my nook's all dirty.
No.
I'm sorry, I just shoved it inside this pyramid for safekeeping. Sorry, y'all. Sorry, Pakistan, y'all. You want some collard greens?
What is Paula Deen doing in Pakistan?
She left her fucking nook there.
Get her out of there.
Oh, I was reading Oprah's biography. Thank you, Pakistan.
Oh my God.
It's a butter pie. Take about 12 sticks of butter and you put it in a pie crust and you make yourself a butter pie.
That's good.
I got diabetes.
I'm Greg with mesothelioma. I've got it. Mesothelioma.
Now on Spike TV, how many tits can the pyramids hold? 9 billion. Boing.
Try the jizz slide.
Spike TV pyramid facts. How many cool dudes could lift the pyramids? Fucking too many, bro. Oh, Jersey Shore. Spike TV.
Oh, I love Spike's advertising. It's just like, please, guys, please watch us. We're going to go to business soon. Please watch us, guys.
You're not gay. Spike TV
is Gay.
Gay for cock.
Spike TV comes out for itself. We here at Spike TV.
It's a bizarre marketing.
This is, we're gay. We're all gay. Mm-hmm. And every dude that's a hot dude on this show is a hot dude for us to masturbate to.
I'm so proud that Spike came out of the closet.
But
bravo, Spike.
Again, they're like, why is it in this giant circle? This perfectly like well-designed circle all around the earth. And
was there anything else?
They don't know.
Okay.
Do they not? They do not know.
Okay.
Have a strong idea that maybe, and they only hint it towards the very end. Could be earlier.
Could be what?
I didn't say it out loud.
Oh, okay. You just thought that?
It could be aliens.
Aliens?
It could maybe be aliens who made them.
I like that
idea.
Or
taught them how to make it. Because the same thing also is like they also go into the NASA channels, like all the things in South America where you see like the monkeys from space and shit like that where they carve it in the rocks. Mm. And like you have the two types of archaeologists there, and this one time archaeologist who's like, he's like, they use it for paths. They walked on them. I don't know. And the other one's just like, they see them from space. Do the aliens know we have monkeys? But it's in the shape of a monkey. It's like the shape of a spider. And they're like, they make the big spider so that the aliens afraid to come. And they're just like, no, it's a fucking running track. They're running around the fucking spider. They love it. What?
I don't know.
She's like, what are you talking about? None of you know. None of you know why it's there.
It doesn't sound like it, but it definitely sounds like a couple of guys are going through a divorce. But you were saying also.
I'll tell you why there's NASA lines.
It's because of whiskey. No?
It's because Debbie doesn't love me anymore.
No, Debbie doesn't love you anymore because you were very abusive and you drank too much vodka. What with the. You were saying something with the North Pole.
She doesn't know why the NASA lines remain.
No.
I told Debbie, you tell me why the goddamn South American NASA lines remain, or I'm going to have your ass. And she cried and cried.
I think she's going to come back to you, man. Just don't even worry about it.
I'm an archaeologist from France.
Well, you're so drunk, you've lost your accent. It's remarkable.
Oh, boozy boo. I make croissants all the live long day.
But you were saying, too, if they had all of these places, if there was a North Pole.
If they made it an equator in the North Pole, they put it, like, they generated the North Pole for that equator. And they found that all those places are equidistant from each other.
Which, that is a really bizarre coincidence.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Why is it there? They don't know.
You know, it's probably in the ocean. Atlantis.
Ooh. Well, I almost suggested that we do an Atlantis episode.
Well, we got to do one soon because I watched a pretty awesome episode of Ancient Aliens on Atlantis the other day.
Yeah. Aliens did it.
Yeah. Well, Ancient I mean, aliens. Technically gods did it, but the gods, they're aliens.
It was also called the Golden Era. The time before Egyptians and stuff, where there was incredible white people doing amazing things in a sea resort called Atlantis.
Yeah, that was our time. Yeah,
that was our time then.
Down there, it's our time. No.
Back then, we had lasers.
We were killing it. Yeah, we were doing great.
We had spaceships.
Then we got cocky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when Poseidon came.
That's the thing, is that we let these brown people start playing sports against us. Ruined her confidence.
That conversation's happened more than once in the Romney household, though. That's why we don't let him play cricket or lacrosse. We can only play the expensive sports. Speaking of pyramids and shit.
Can you imagine the Atlanteans, like the guys from like the rich kid camp?
Right.
You know? It's just like, I can't run in these wooden shoes. Hey, I made these new shoes out of rubber, and I'm just better at basketball than you. Get out of here, Brown! I'm going to sink this whole fucking island!
The Atlanteans versus the Zulus.
Yeah, they just pull the plug on Atlantis, and it just sinks into the ocean. I'll never let us lose! I'd rather drown!
It's all over a game of basketball.
Oh, white people. Ndugu. We beat the white people finally. Yes, and they'll never come back again. What's that? Oh my god, there's a spaceship from Mars. Hello.
Full of whites.
Hello, brown people. No!
Oh, god no! Damn it. I'm Greg with mesothelioma. God damn it.
Mesothelioma.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
So now we have Marcus with some
mesothelioma. Yeah.
That's right. But so we got the pyramids, and then of course inside the pyramids are the little thing called mummies.
Yes,
right.
Mummy.
Mummy, please. Mummy, well, please stroke me. Well, first of all, let me take good. You. Mummy, please stroke me.
Milk my cock.
And you know, the Three Stooges, they... Oh, wait, I'll get to that later.
You know how we should get over to your mummy facts? We should... Walk like an Egyptian.
Bananarama. God, I love that group.
It's the Bangles or the Jangles?
I don't
Which
know.
One's got the fat chick in it?
All of them?
Is that the one with Wilson Phillips?
Yeah, I was going to say Wilson Phillips.
They might want to make you cry.
God.
No, 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 no. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Maybe that's Carney Wilson's problem.
You can go for one more day. Get hold on.
Hold on. I'm the fat chick.
I know it. That's just her. Carney was inspired when she opened up the fridge and she saw the cake and she's like, I want the cake. And she's like, you can hold on for one more day.
She was waiting for a flan to set.
Oh, Carney Wilson is fat.
She's fat again, and I love her for it.
Always going to be fat.
Well, let's go through the embalming process.
Mummy facts.
Yeah, mummy facts.
One of the embalmer's men's makes a cut on the left side of the body and removes the internal organs.
Gotta do it.
Absolutely.
For they are the first in the body to decompose. The liver, lungs, stomach, and intestines are washed and packed in natron, which is a salt-like substance.
And this is what Lindsay Lohan's doing in order to elongate her acting career.
Ooh, I like it.
Zing! And that dries them out. The heart is not taken out of the body because it is the center of intelligence and feeling.
Wrong.
And the man...
they got the that
man,
one wrong.
And the man will need it in the afterlife. A long hook is then used to smash the brain and pull it through his nose.
What? They got it all wrong!
Actually, I do believe that Dahmer also actually did do that.
Yeah.
That he believed in that and that he tried to do that.
No, Dahmer didn't think
well,
the heart...
he also drilled him in the head a couple times.
Yeah, he would drill him in the head and put like orange juice in there and just be like, I'm going to make him healthy.
It's a mimosa!
Yes. Oh, that would be fun if we go over to Dahmer's house, just like four heads on the table, and he just like fills them up with wonderful champagne and OJ. Drink up, boys.
It's brunch.
I like it.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The body is now covered and stuffed with natron, which will dry it out. All of the fluids and rags from the embalming process will be saved and buried along with the body.
Okay.
After 40 days, the body is washed again with water from the Nile. Then it is covered with oils to help the skin stay elastic. Mm. The dehydrated internal organs are wrapped in linen and returned to the body.
How long and at what temperature do you put in the oven?
The body is stuffed with dry materials such as sawdust, leaves, and linen so that it looks lifelike.
Ooh.
Finally, the body is covered again with good-smelling oils and is then wrapped in linen, making it a mummy.
A good-smelling mummy. Very tasty.
Like Cher.
And then, thousands of years later...
I can't believe that they actually worked, though. The fact that mummification actually worked.
It's
kind of crazy.
They started doing it with apples.
Ah, you always experiment first with apples. Yeah. Yep, I never heard that. I've heard that about medicine.
And then, thousands of years later, Lord Carnarvon.
Carnarvon? I am Lord Carnarvon?
And I order you, mummy, out from your tomb.
Oh, okay, Lord.
I'm sick of these white people.
Lord Carnarvon here.
Lord Carnarvon financed an expedition that was led by Dr. Howard Carter to unearth King Tutankhamun's tomb.
Ooh, exciting.
Oh, very exciting indeed.
And
on the entrance to the tomb was inscribed the words, "They who enter this sacred tomb shall swift be visited by wings of death."
That's fucking cool, man. You gotta go in.
Mummies coming for ya.
Mummies with wings.
Well, the only thing you need to do with mummies is have a lighter on you because they are highly flammable.
Extremely flammable.
But it turns out was a lie. The press invented it.
What?
Oh, yeah. That's bullshit.
And that, but what it actually said, it is like,
Hey, there's a mummy in here.
Hey, come and blow the mummy. Blow the mummy for $5. You can blow the mummy. Touch the mummy cock. $5.
It said, "It is I who hinder the sand from choking the secret chamber. I am for the protector of the deceased." And then the newspaper added,
"And I will kill all those who cross this threshold into the sacred precincts of the royal king who lives forever." The newspaper did a good job. Can we be, it's a good report.
The newspaper did a great job. But definitely, where the story of the curse comes from, is there on the day that Howard Carter broke into the tomb.
When does Brendan Fraser come into the picture? That's what I wanted to know.
On the day that Howard Carter broke into the tomb, his canary was eaten by a cobra.
Ah, classic cobra versus canary battle. I've seen that many times.
Why does he have a canary, and why is he traveling with what I imagine is a very fragile bird?
I don't know.
It's not a hawk.
Nope.
A canary is a tiny little thing that's also just around.
Yeah.
It was his only friend, Henry. It was a very sad day.
Canary, you'll protect me from the evil spirits within. And
you'll protect me from that cobra, won't you, canary? Yeah.
Oh. I love your beautiful song, canary.
Take that
I
as
will
he
never
is.
Sacrifice you for death. Never, not once. Ah, it's a mummy! It's my canary!
But
take the canary!
I don't want the canary. I want your soul. That's what that
God
mummy
damn
would
white
say.
White people.
I don't like them.
And talk of the mummy's curse had actually began decades earlier when people would take these mummies, take them over to England in the 19th century, induced strange stripteases on stage.
With the mummy?
Which they would have sexy women strip the mummy down in a elaborate stage show.
Oh, man, I would fucking see that in a millisecond.
Yeah, beaten off in the corner. Who's that guy?
No, I would be filming it.
Ah.
And liking it.
Interesting. Yes.
But really, and then Lord Carnarvon. Carnarvon. Lord Carnarvon. He funded the dig. He died shortly after the discovery. The path to his death began in the spring of 1923 when he was bitten on the cheek by a mosquito.
And diagnosed with mesothelioma.
During his morning shaving routines, he further aggravated the mosquito bite.
It soon
became infected, and Lord Carnarvon found himself ill. He suffered a high fever and chills. A doctor was sent to examine him.
Give me my canary. I'm feeling faint.
Give me my canary. I'm feeling lonely. What do you mean he was eaten by a snake?
Oh, give me the snake then. I'll dig out my canary.
You don't even ask for your canary until you're going to Egypt or you're about to die. So don't even act like you miss it.
Whatever. All right? One of the staff ate it.
Yes, and
This is the only way white people die, which is an infected mosquito bite.
Yeah, it's a sad way to go.
It's like dying of heat stroke.
Medical attention arrived too late.
So long,
and at the exact moment of his death, the lights in Cairo mysteriously went out.
I don't know. Oh, it just sounds like Cairo's got shoddy fucking electric wiring.
Yeah, that still happens. That still happens to this day.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think it happens blackout, most days. Yeah.
That's it, though. Wow, what a champion.
And that, King Tutankhamun. Now, what was this story? I think there was also a lot to him, too, about how, like, they think he may have been murdered, and there was, like, a lot of story about how, like, he also may have been a Riri because he was
King Tut was
long.
A Riri?
Yeah.
Big head.
Big head.
Right.
But then there's also say that that also means that he could be an alien-human hybrid, and that's where their society came from and why the Egyptian society began at the peak of its knowledge. Like, and it never reached, like, from the times of the pyramids, it was a downward slope. And then, you know, the burning of the libraries and all that stuff happened.
If I'm going to pick and choose, I'm going with hybrid.
Hybrid.
Alien-human hybrid. Not retarded. Alien-human hybrid.
Hybrid.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why he says words you can't understand.
Yeah.
It's not
Mama
in English.
Galadomana.
Is he retarded? No, that's his alien
Gilbert.
Son.
Gilbert.
He's actually very smart. You have no idea what he's saying.
Give that king an Oscar.
There you
Gilbert.
Go.
Gilbert.
That's a nice little... He's a cute guy. He's a cute
yeah.
kid.
And one more...
He's got jelly on his death mask.
Why wouldn't he?
Good luck.
And one more mummy story. We're not really story, but mummy people. The bog people of Europe.
Ooh, the bog people. The Wade bog people of Europe, all with the mustaches.
My favorite mummies. These guys are pretty fucking amazing. They're okay. as old as the mummies. But because of it, they were sacrificed and or murdered... For offerings of the fertility gods. They were usually said to be, let's see here, stabbed, bludgeoned, hanged, or strangled, or a combination of these methods.
Cool.
And they threw them into this...
I want to see that full combo.
Yeah, and they threw them into these bogs, and in the conditions of these bogs, highly acidic water, low temperature, and a lack of oxygen. So these people's skin, appearance, clothes, and internal organs are damn near perfectly preserved. And this is, they're thousands of years old. But their bones are dissolved because of the high acidic content.
Ew.
So they're just these big jelly sacks.
Cool.
It sounds like the way that Michael Jackson slept. That's really so.
But it's also like the
They've all been killed in extremely violent ways.
It's like the Buddhist monks that spend all their time drinking the special tea, and they slowly mummify themselves over 20 years.
Right.
And then right when they think they're about to die, they close themselves in these tombs, and then they're perfectly preserved.
I was wrong. I'm feeling fine now.
I'm kind of.
I ate something.
I take it back. I want a hamburger.
I'm fine.
I want to see Full House.
It all passed. I'm doing good. Sweats
are gone. I want to play poker.
Wow, he is really dying loud in there, huh?
Hey,
he's always kind of an asshole.
What's Blu-rays? I heard there's this thing called Blu-rays.
Oh, and others, some of the worst ones, the body would be completely fucking destroyed, and they would be forked down to the bottom of the bog, so the body could not come back up again. They were saying that it was probably, like, punishment for criminals.
Oh, so it was a punishment. It wasn't like you've been chosen as one of the lucky ones.
It could be. I mean, they don't know because, you know, they're idiots.
Right.
And
they
didn't. Lord Carnarvon's great-great-great-grandfather is just like, I'll kill another.
Man.
I'll kill as many as I like.
Your great-great-grandfather, Carnarvon, would not be pleased with your performance.
Bring me my canary.
They've also found these bog people in Florida.
Interesting.
Yeah. 1998.
They just live in Pensacola and are just living there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they're not, yeah.
They find them
they're
in the pool.
They're just bog people. Yeah.
They really are.
That's going to be a new show on TLC called The Bog People, and it's just dudes fucking just floating in muck.
That's right. Look out, honey boo-boo. Television show's coming to get your ass.
Guess I'm sinking again.
Interesting.
This bog was getting deeper. Mm. Anybody else notice that the bog is deeper now?
Interesting.
On next episode of Bog
Yeah,
people.
Bog Pussy.
Is it
extra wet?
Is it? Is bog deeper?
Bog people! This Wednesday at 4 in the morning.
I think that's when the audience is definitely ready for Spike TV entertainment.
Yeah.
4 a.m. after a long night of schnitzel and bar hopping.
What?
Hello.
What life do you live?
I live a life of schnitzel and bar hopping, my friend, and Spike TV around 4 in the morning.
Bog like an Egyptian. we need to walk out like an Egyptian right outside this podcast.
That's right. We're all done. I want to do a call back to Mesothelioma, yeah, but I don't even know if it's funny. So it's, I'm Greg with Mesothelioma. I mean, it doesn't even matter.
Mesothelioma.
No, mesothelioma is not it. That sounds like a cannoli company.
Mesothelioma.
Sure. Okay.
We need to get this guy on the show.
We need to figure it out.
We got
to
call Greg.
We got to call Greg.
Mesothelioma. Mesothelioma.
This is good.
Yeah, this is perfect. People are really loving this.
Mesothelioma.
Good. So
it
we'll
doesn't
do.
Sound right.
No, it doesn't. It sounds awful. All right. It just
I don't
sounds
know
like a fate worse than the actual disease. Yeah. Like cancer doesn't sound that bad, and then the disease is terrible. Mesothelioma is just like so impossible to say.
Mesothelioma.
That's the problem with the disease. You have to tell everybody you have this thing you can't pronounce.
I have mesothelioma.
Well, what does it do for you?
Oh my God, he's got brain cancer. It's like, no. I just can't pronounce mesothelioma.
That's right. That's right. Makes my cock bigger. Okay, well, that's not so
cool.
Bad.
Yeah, but you show what it mean, cracker.
Oh, unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
All right, well, I think we learned a lot today.
Yeah, we did. We did. Go visit the pyramids before they take off after being piloted by Will Smith going back to Xenu.
All
I think that's what they are. I think they're spaceships.
Okay.
That's the origins. Of the pyramid.
That's just as good of an answer as any, I guess.
Yes.
All right. Well, hail, Henry.
Hail me.
Magustalations.
Magustalations.
Magustalations. And I think that's it.
Yes.
Then listen.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian.
To your jobs or to your loved ones.
That's right. Be nice to your children.
Mm-hmm.
Hug your daughter.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.